www.brightsideben.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is Monday, January 1st, 2012. Happy New Year's. And you have with you on this cold, wintry day in the state of Minnesota here, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice, the pro-murderers, the pro-choicers, as they call themselves, wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty, and welcome to the show. If you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. For all those that are clicking onto my Facebook and enjoying, befriending me, I appreciate it. Got quite a few of them over the weekend and said, I just heard the show. We are newer, about 6 months old on GCN Communication Networks. We used to be local in Minnesota for about 10 years on Salem Communications. And we are proud to be a part of Genesis Communication Network. So thank you for joining us. Again, if you'd like to go to my website, my Facebook, please go to Bradley Dean. It's B-R-A-D-L-E-E. Oh. D-E-A-N. You have got to be.
It's gotta be the mouse.
Guys,
too.
I am so sorry. Let me rewind. Thank you. It is January 2nd, 2012. It is January 2nd, 2012. You know, isn't it interesting, folks, that, you know, everybody's decrying Christmas amongst the government and the cronies and corporations, so on and so forth. Isn't it interesting that 70% of the people in America prefer Merry Christmas than Happy Holidays, but yet we let the minority rule the majority anyways, don't we, America? Not on our watch.
No, sir.
It'll never happen, folks.
Not with the Sons of Liberty.
Folks, if you'd like to be a part of today's show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, my point was, if I might interject, my point is today is another holiday to people. And I got back today thinking we're going to engage. We're going to start rolling forward. All right. All right. It's over with. I'm glad it's over with. But isn't it interesting about those individuals that decry the Christmas season? They just love them days off, though, don't they?
Oh, they like those.
And on top of that, they love to get paid doing nothing on Christmas.
Don't mention that.
All right. Anyways, if you'd like to interject your thoughts, please give us a call. 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I like that. I really do. It's condescending.
Yes.
Did you know that you cannot influence people while you're condescending?
Who said that?
I did.
Oh.
Isn't that interesting? Who have you ever influenced by condescending?
I don't know if I...
No, they don't. They don't. They're not hand in glove, brother from another mother.
Gotcha.
Huh? Yeah. I mean, do you like me when I'm sitting here condescending you on worldwide radio every day of the week, except Sundays?
Well, now that you open that door.
Folks, we are turning talk radio into do radio, and we are the cleanup crew because we clean up what others leave off. Do you like that?
I like it.
I do too.
I like that music in the background.
I think you need to change it.
Like Western music.
I get bored when things are the same thing over and over and over again.
Yeah,
I hate redundancy. I really do. I really do. And I know it's a lesson I have to learn.
There are certain
things. I've tolerated you for 10 years now. 10 years I've looked over at this guy.
Well, the package is getting older.
And if it wasn't for your mother paying me the way that she did, you wouldn't be here another day.
Is that why I didn't get a Christmas present?
Now, did I influence you through that condescension?
I'm just trying to wonder why I didn't get a Christmas present this year, but I think you just answered my question.
Well,
that money went to you.
Okay, now if I was to go back to my Christmas present, and there's 15 of you, and every year you guys get me something for Christmas, I end up spending it on you guys anyway. Mm-hmm. So you guys, what they do, folks, is they go get a Ruth Christmas card, and they already know that I'm going to spend that money on them anyway. Yeah. So really what they're doing is they're grocery shopping for themselves. But I did appreciate what I did get from you. But the fact of the matter is someone died in my immediate family, so I didn't really have time to do a whole lot of anything,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't want to. Christmas is about what we can give, not what we can get.
That's right.
Thank you for getting for me. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
I chose Manny's, but I was outnumbered.
No, that's fine. Same difference. I think Ruth Christmas sometimes is better than Manny's, mm-hmm. but they're close,
mm-hmm.
very close. Folks, the marvel of history is this. This is what we're going to talk about today, is how many times I'm going to make you mad, but I'm doing it for the good of the country. How many times are you going to be had by this administration? I'm just asking you the question, how many times are you going to be had by this administration? George Washington, the father of our country, said this, quote, unquote. He said, "The marvel of history is the patience with which men submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. I do not understand it for the life of me why people act like it does not affect them when they're capping on this criminal that sits in the Oval Office. Mm-hmm. I do not understand it." And if he's not a criminal, I'd like for someone to call me and give me the definition of what a criminal is,
yeah.
or the definition of treason for me, especially when you have a president sign into law his ability and his power to throw you in detention centers without any congressional approval because you already got it. You got Bradley Jake, Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Jake's going to cap this off right when we... The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com. youcanruninternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with ya.
Yeah, pick it on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. The phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, George Washington, the father of our nation, rightly said, "The marvel of history is the patience with which men submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments." Now let me go over to Deuteronomy 17:16, where it says, "When you are come into the land which the Lord gives you, and you shall possess it, and shall dwell therein, and shall say, I will set a king over me like as the nations that are about me." This is what the Lord said, "Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee, whom the Lord chooses, one from among your brethren, thou shalt set king over thee. Thou mayest not set a stranger over thee, which is not your brother. But he shall not multiply horses to himself, nor cause the people to return to Egypt," into bondage, folks, "to the end that he may multiply horses, for as much as the Lord has said unto you, you shall henceforth no more return that way. He shall not multiply unto himself wives, that his heart turn not away. Neither shall he greatly multiply himself silver and gold. And it shall be when he sits upon the throne of his kingdom that he shall write him a copy of the law of this book," the Bible, the five books of Moses, the Torah, the Decalogue, the Pentateuch. He's supposed to know all of this, right? "And it shall be with him, he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord, his God," who, by the way, he acknowledges, Jesus Christ. That's why he put his hand in the Bible during the inauguration. "And it shall be with him, he shall read therein all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, to keep all the words of this law and these statutes, to do them, that his heart be not lifted up above his brothers, and that he turn not aside from the commandment to the right hand or to the left, to the end that he may prolong his days in his kingdom, he and his children in the midst of Israel." Wait a second, I didn't hear him say, me and you, I heard him say, him.
Yep. That's the emphasis.
He's got to take responsibility for his own actions. Folks, why all these violations? Why all these usurpations? Why all of this going on in your country? Because he's accountable to nobody. And let me remind you, folks, what William Penn said. He said, unlimited power is apt to corrupt the minds of those that possess it. And this I know, said William Penn. He said, my lords, that where law ends, tyranny begins. And we all know that this man in office is a Saul Alinsky student who acknowledges that his master is none other than, quote unquote, Satan. He said it. I didn't say that. A great community organizer. It just blows me away. And it's also interesting to note that a king that does not submit him to the law is no king at all, because it's the king that makes, or it's the law that makes the king. Go ahead, Jake.
And gives the king his authority, I might add. I just read this quote by Henry Steele.
He's not above the law. He's there to maintain it.
That's right. And he derives his authority from the law.
Thank you.
The law written.
And the law written from?
The lawgiver.
Thank you.
Which would be the God of nature and nature's God. Men, laws of nature and nature's God. Men in authority will always think that criticisms of their policies is dangerous. They will always equate their policies with patriotism and find criticism subversive.
Yeah.
This isn't criticism. We're just merely laying down the law, as you said. It's not political rhetoric. It's not a campaign tactic. It's the Constitution. And as God held those leaders accountable, the emphasis, again, was on the leader. It wasn't on the people. That they would stay according to that stick, that rule, that guide called the law of the land.
Remember what Benjamin Rush said? He said, controversy is only dreaded by those that advocate error.
That's right.
That's right.
So when error comes on, the controversy comes because we're just merely laying before them. This brings us to a bill that has a lot to do with your liberties in America, folks. And as a matter of fact, it was the ACLU that was kind of the whistleblower on this, but the National Defense Authorization Act bill. This was just after Thanksgiving, while you were all eating turkey dinners.
That's right.
But we all were.
But we told you before the weekend came to pass to be diligent and vigilant about your liberties right now.
It can be a very dangerous time if all we're doing...
Go ahead.
If all we're doing is focusing on what we're getting out of the benefit of Thanksgiving, because our enemies know when it's time to go to work, and they go to work when everybody's resting.
Well, the Bible says when men slept, the enemy sowed
tares.
That's right.
That's right. So the ACLU released a shocking article. And folks, you can find this. This was published on GCN. We did a column on it. The worldwide indefinite detention without charge or trial provisions in this particular act, the National Defense Authorization Act. The bill was drafted, in other words, what they're saying is that they can detain American citizens, not just over, send drones, not just over to kill them when they're overseas, and that's happened. American citizens, no trial, they were killed by drones.
Who's the authors of these bills, by the way?
That's who's coming next.
That was done in secret, okay.
Mr. Carl Levin, who's a Democrat from Michigan. And Mr. John McCain is a Republican.
It doesn't seem like there's any distinction from these two criminals.
Oh, man, it gets even better than this.
Okay.
You see them all coming together. But not only can we kill a U.S. citizen with a drone overseas, but now what they're saying in this bill is that on our own soil, we can detain somebody without a trial, without a jury. No habeas corpus. It's an act of war. And it's not the Congress doing it. It's the President of the United States. So, in support of this harmful bill, this is what Senator Lindsey Graham said, you know, our great Republican in South Carolina.
Yeah, but you know what I think is important when you're saying these little things, there's little rabbit trails here, that Republican, folks, what's the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats? If you look at their personal records, they're just as criminal, if not more criminal, than the Democrats.
Yeah.
And Benjamin Rush says, listen, I'm not an aristocrat. He said, I'm not a Democrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat.
Yep.
And when we can all say that as Americans and patriots, that we're Christocrats, then we can come together under that one Constitution, under that one God, under that one foundation through the Mosaic Institution called Common Law. Yep. But what's interesting about that, Jake, is just because people say Republicans today, they have this preconceived notion in their heads that they're more moral than the Democrats. No, folks, that's not true at all. That's not true at all. You show me the morality level, because let's say, for example, the homosexual agenda, you can look at the Republican Party, folks, they're infiltrated with them.
Mm-hmm.
They're just in the closet right now. That's all. The Democrats are proud of what they do when they destroy. Well, the Republicans are doing the same thing. They're just trying to do it behind more light. That's all they're trying to do. There's no difference.
And you know, by their retaliation against what is wrong, they don't retaliate. That's how you know they're equally guilty.
Here's Songbird McCain. That drafts this bill, he's supposed to be the moral man, and he's the one that's authored this bill that you're telling me, gives the government power to detain me if they so choose to.
Yep.
By the way, Obama said that he can detain. He now has the power to detain any American citizen that he wants to, but he said, I won't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I wish we had the audio.
Yeah, let's get into this. Let's get into this because there's much more, folks.
Yep. And we've got we're going to read to you exactly what he wrote when he signed this, but in support of this harmful bill, Lindsey Graham explained the bill will basically say in law for the first time that the homeland is a part of the battlefield. That's the importance of you understanding this, folks. And people can be imprisoned without charge or trial, American citizen or not.
Huh.
Another supporter.
Well, I thought this was about terrorism, Jake.
Of course.
Is the mask being pulled off yet for you, America?
War.
Okay.
War is the means by which they aggrandize power to themselves, which is the next part. The purpose of this bill is obviously as spoken of by its supporters. This supporter said, American citizen or not. He declared the bill is needed because America is part of the battlefield. That was Senator Kelly Iowite from New Hampshire.
Oh,
America is part of the battlefield.
Sure.
If any danger comes to our soil, it will come from within. I mean, how many of our founders quoted
that? James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever comes into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy.
That's right.
He warned us that it would not. We cannot. Abraham Lincoln said the same thing. We cannot be destroyed from within. It can only happen without. But what they do is they deceive the people by saying that there's a war or an enemy within. Mm-hmm. You know, a good question to ask that is, let me ask you something, folks. Since September 11th, why is it that the government's asking you to relinquish your rights? Mm-hmm. Why?
It's been constant. And this is just summarizing what has been happening this whole time.
Totally.
Both parties.
Doesn't make any sense, but it makes perfect sense if you see it through the eyes of a criminal. You need to be a good cop, folks.
Yep. And you can see it through the eyes of our founders. This is the age-old question posed by our founding fathers when they deliberated over the Virginia Plan that eventually became the Constitution of the United States. How do you give government enough power to govern effectively, because that's important, otherwise you have mobs, you have anarchy, but limit that power so government does not become tyrannical and corrupt, given the fallen nature of man? Now, that's something we have to understand, but that's a different topic. The fallen nature of man, you can't trust man in and of himself. There's only one thing that restrains man from doing evil, and that is the grace of Jesus Christ in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also going to be you and your vigilance, as putting shackles, called the Constitution, on their wrists. This policy of past, now I'm speaking past tense because this is an article that we wrote a while ago, just after Thanksgiving, would make any power-thirsty dictator foam at the mouth. Because what it does is it allows him, without any approval from Congress or anything, to detain whomever he wants.
Huh.
Yeah. No doubt our president-in-chief, our dictator-in-chief, would love another opportunity to increase his monarchical power that's not found in the Constitution. So would he not take that power if it was offered to him on a platter, which the Senate and the House both did?
Why did he sign it?
That's exactly right.
If he wasn't looking for it, why did he sign it? Mm-hmm. If he wasn't looking for it, why was it brought to him on a silver platter?
That's right.
Folks.
And we're going to find even more to that. He actually helped craft it before it got brought to him on
a silver
platter.
If you're waiting for the breaking point to take place, folks, it's already happened. I mean, if you think about Charles Stewart back in the 1600s with Oliver Cromwell, just keep in mind, folks. We'll hit this right when we get back, folks.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Yes!
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Edmund Burke was right when he said, kings will be tyrants from policy when subjects are rebels from principles. Talking about the bill that was just passed over the Christmas season, we told you last week, folks, to be vigilant about the liberties that you have received and that which has been bestowed upon you. And lo and behold, we come back and guess what happened?
You've got yourself a National Defense Authorization Act bill signed by the president on the first of the year.
Yeah.
He was excited to get out there and work. Again, folks, you were watching, I don't know, it was football on yesterday, probably.
Something.
Something was going on. You were eating. You were loving life. It's a new year. God bless America. And your president is signing in the fact that he could detain you sitting on your couch.
That's right.
With your fat belly, your skinny belly, it doesn't matter. Yep. He could come out to your ice house right now on the ice and have you pulled off.
Yep.
The words of Thomas Jefferson, you know who blew the whistle on this one, was the ACLU. It didn't get a whole lot of mainstream coverage. Still hasn't really gotten a whole lot, although it was written. And you want to know what was written? This was the slant of
what did Thomas Jefferson say?
Thomas Jefferson, thank you. The God who gave us liberty... The God who gave us life gave us liberty at the same time. We got that the minute that we were conceived. We had liberty. Can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed the only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated, but by His wrath?
That's actually written on his rotunda in D.C.
It's in stone.
Yes.
Tyrants do not fear. And here's the problem. The ACLU was the biggest proponent going after the president on this. I didn't hear about it much in the mainstream, didn't hear about it much by many sources.
It's not there.
So you have the ACLU, who is a secular organization, clearly anti-God, though they do some, I don't even know how it happens. Maybe they just accidentally do good things, because once in a while they do look out for your rights. But here's the problem when you got an anti-God organization going to challenge a tyrant. Who
they
hates
gave
God,
them their rights, yeah.
How in the world, what do you say? Well, listen, Mr. Tyrant, who hates mankind. Why does he hate mankind? Because they're a creation of God, so he must hate God.
Yes.
How do you challenge somebody like that?
What's the reference to law? What's the reference to right and wrong,
right,
exactly?
There's no power and strength, and therefore this administration just blew right over them. The White House itself, not lawmakers, who demanded section, well, this is important to understand. This section that says that American citizens can be detained is a special section. It's section 1031, if you're looking this up. Can be expanded to empower the government to detain U.S. citizens without a trial. This is what President Obama said, because as he read it, as he was signing this bill, as he was revolutionizing, again, the way that we think in America.
The fundamental principles, he said, he would change.
He said, my administration will not authorize, though he acknowledged, the indefinite military detention without trial of American citizens.
Huh. I thought this was about terrorists and Muslims.
Of course it is. That's sure. Why he's saying, oh, don't worry about it.
No, that's what we've been told for the last 11 years. Mm-hmm. That's about the terrorists. Now, when you look at the Homeland Security videos, they are white men placing bombs in the back of cars. Mm-hmm. And it's just like I said from the very beginning, this is not about terrorism.
Yep.
This is about you, America. And guess what? The borders on the south end of our country are wide open for illegals to come in. But when you go to the airport, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You're screened. You're violated. Your Fourth Amendment has been eradicated according to this new federal government. And it's interesting that we are sitting back complaining about this guy. I see it on Facebook all day long. And yet people act like we're talking about someone else's country. It's amazing to me. It really, truly is. What's more amazing is the fact that he gets away with it and people just look at him like he's just, oh, whatever, what can we do about it? You know, I've been down that road a million times. But it's just ridiculous. They are laughing their hind ends off, folks, at you.
Who's the joke on? Indeed, Mr. Obama said, I believe that doing so would break with our most important traditions and values as a nation.
He doesn't even know what our values or our traditions are.
And he's trying to claim that I won't do what I have the power to do in this bill. But wait till you find out why he has the power to do what's in this bill. Senator Carl Levin said during a speech on the floor last month, it was the Obama administration that demanded the removal of language that would have precluded Americans. There was language in this bill that was already passed. The Senate was really to push it through and give it to the president to sign that said, hey, this includes everybody except American citizens. But the administration told Senator Carl Levin, no, we demand the removal of language that would preclude your citizens from being subject to indefinite detention.
Well, sure, you promote it in the North
exactly.
To them people. Then you go to the South and denounce it. That's how you create a civil war. Right before the break, I started to talk about Charles Stuart, the king that was beheaded by Oliver Cromwell. Oliver Cromwell kept telling this king, he gave him every opportunity to right his wrongs. He told him to submit to the laws that God has established. And what happened is he found out that Charles Stuart was actually the one that was inciting civil war.
Mm-hmm.
And folks, this is nothing new under the sun. Wall Street is this administration.
That's right.
The Black Panthers are this administration. Chaos is this administration. Suing our governors from doing their job is this administration. Obamacare is this administration. The homosexual agenda is this administration. The anti-American sentiments that are going on is this administration, folks. What is it that you don't understand about what's going on in your country, yet you blow it off or pacify yourselves to think it's not going to hit you in your front door someday or your kids? The question is do you love your kids? Do you love your freedom? And if you did, would you sit there and just say it was someone else's problem? Or just say there's nothing we can do about it. It doesn't mathematically make any sense at all that we're losing the day. It's the media promulgating this garbage, folks. They're just trying to belittle you. That's all they're trying to do. And they want to use people as examples to try to scare other people from doing the right thing. And I said to you last week, their cruelties are swelling our ranks. If we can look at this through righteous eyes, we need not be afraid of this stuff. We need to deal with the people that are promulgating this stuff so it doesn't happen again. And by the way, there's plenty of people across the country that are asking for the impeachment of the congressmen and the senators that actually signed on to this bill.
That's right.
And now they're starting to talk about impeachment with Obama. Oh, well, that will never happen. How many, if the numbers don't get any lower for an approval rating ever in the history of our country, what do you mean they're not? The ratings and the approval ratings of this Congress are in line with what everybody's complaining about. You're winning the day, but you have to do something about the problems that are in front of you. A president is not going to come in and fix the problems. It's we the people, right? It's we have rights, right? Well, then if we do as individuals, then let's come together and win the day and put a stop to this anarchy coming out of this administration, because that's exactly what it is.
And you can't come just to the finish line and not take the extra step and go over. It's not enough just to bring him to accountability and then do nothing with it or bring any charges or let him talk his way out of it. Like in the Cromwell movie, when the king was there, he didn't talk. He was pompous. He was prideful because he didn't think that the parliament would do a thing.
And when they pronounce judgment upon Charles Stuart, I'll tell you what. Not only, oh my gosh, then he wanted to talk because he knew that the people meant what they said at that point. But prior to that, he was sitting up on his high horse. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you what, the people knocked him off his high horse really quick. But the king had to realize that the people would no longer submit to his tyranny.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's, and this guy, he's just doing whatever he wants to. And I'll tell you why, because the American people are only sitting around complaining about what you, for the most part, tolerate.
Yeah, and he won't take God and his word the way that he says he will. A deliverance like that only happens from God, but he's not going to use vessels that are going to sit around saying there's nothing I can do about it.
Yeah.
He's going to use vessels that are active and willing to cross those lines to get to the point where we need to be and say enough is enough and you're gone, and then there's civil penalties as well, because this is lawlessness. This is crime. In the Constitution, the privilege of the writ of habeas corpus shall not be suspended. Unless when in cases of rebellion or invasion, the public safety may require it. That's the only time.
Habeas corpus, explain.
Habeas corpus, the right to a trial by jury. You don't just all of a sudden be guilty because somebody says you're guilty, especially not one man, which is our president in this particular instance. That is unconstitutional.
And let me tell you about that one man. He said, whatever we once were, we are no longer a Christian nation in 2006. Mm-hmm. When Obama gave a speech in Egypt, he said, you might say that America is a Muslim nation. Folks, the question is who is he working for? Because
yep.
He's not one of us.
Yep.
I don't care if every news media came to my front door and they said, so did you mean what you said? I'd say, absolutely.
Because he
said it. That's right. That's what they mean to deflect, though, Jake, is the fact that he said
it.
Right. Oh, look at you saying it. No. I didn't say it.
Yeah.
He said it.
And
I don't believe that there's anything he didn't say. He blurts out his truth in his confusion without fail, folks.
Exactly.
And you have to respond to it.
Yeah.
You have to just not let it just go by and think someone else is going to come fix the problem for you. It doesn't work, and it's never worked that way. You have to stay aggressive.
You have to show your teeth. There is no politics involved with this. What it has is love or hatred towards your country, towards yourself, towards your children. You pick a topic of what you're going to love or hate. The fact is if you don't pull out your fangs and you don't mean what you say, that's just going to give them more permission.
You encourage
them, more.
You encourage them to commit more crimes against the people day by day by day by day. And they do continuously violate that Constitution on a daily basis because, for the most part, people let them do it.
That's right.
They watch the circus in D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Say, oh, that's all right.
And it's a...
What can we do? That's the famous words out of the American people.
Yeah.
What can we do about it? Folks, how many times are you going to be had by this administration? That's my question to you. How many times are you going to be had by this administration? And how long are you going to put up with it? And I'm talking about a lawful, righteous reestablishment of who we are and eradicate this garbage, these 40,000 new bills that were just added yesterday in your country.
Yep.
And as I've said so many times before, if you won't listen to God's Ten Commandments, you're going to listen to man 10,000. But I'll tell you what, in this administration, you're going to listen to Obama's 40,000 because you didn't listen to God's 10.
Mm-hmm.
It's that simple.
And he's not going to listen for you, folks.
You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, coming up with our final segment, 1-877-807-9977.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they are also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I can tell you're from Minnesota, by either Bradley or Jake ended a sentence with "yah."
Yeah, picking on us now.
By the way, I wanted to say was how much I appreciate your having a fire in your belly. That's one thing that distinguishes you as far as your commitment to Christ is concerned.
Become a son or daughter of liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Thomas Jefferson said, "If a nation expects to be ignorant and free, it expects what never was and never will be." In other words, in youth talk, if a nation expects to be stuck on stupid and free, it expects what never was and never will be. You know, the real question, America, is this. And I say this worldwide, too. And by the way, if you're listening to us from a foreign country, you have every right in the world to worry about what he's doing here, too.
That's right.
Because foreigners from all over the country are hoping the American people would awake to the Constitution and rectify themselves to it. Because their liberty depends upon it as well.
Yep.
The real question is this, folks. Who likes this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Who likes him?
Who wants
him there? Neither have I. Mm-hmm. You can just walk down the street and go to the gas station. I can go down to Edina, Minnesota, mm-hmm. Lib area, and just say, "Do you like Obama?" He probably would say no for other reasons than what I would dislike him over.
But nonetheless,
everybody and their dog is denouncing him, but here's the media just going right along with it,
mm-hmm.
pushing everything that the American people have said no to.
Yeah.
It's like the Lord through judgment is making us drink what we tolerate. And that's exactly what it comes down to. Read Deuteronomy 28, folks, or Leviticus 26. Mm-hmm. See, folks, the point is this. We can have different opinions as long as we are grounded in the same principles. This administration doesn't have the same principles that we have, okay? Because they're globalists. They're New World Order monkeys, literally. That's what they are. If you're expecting them to do something good, you can't expect good fruit to come from a bad tree. You need to open up your eyes.
And if you look at this administration and what the president has done thus far.
Thus far.
I was just joking around at it. Speaking of, I've never met anybody that likes him. I truly have not. In the beginning days, of course, in 2008, sure. There's a lot of people stuck on him. But even at, let's just take at face value what he said. My administration will not authorize the indefinite military detention without trial of American citizens. Indeed, I believe that doing so would break with our most important traditions and values as a nation.
Well, let me ask you the question. I want to play the devil's advocate.
Has he ever meant what he said?
Has he ever told the truth?
Exactly.
There's no truth in the guy.
Has he ever fulfilled any promises that he's made?
Not to the righteous.
No.
Not to the Americans. Mm-hmm. To the un-Americans.
And you know what I hear him saying through this is, well, my administration may not, but guess what? The next one will. Ha ha. Here's my escape card. It's just what I need to say while I sign these papers.
Pass the buck, yep.
And, of course, when you go to the bigger publications, that's how they printed in this. Oh, what a great president. Look what he said. Isn't this wonderful? He won't actually do this, even though he's been given the power to.
Yeah.
Wonderful. But how about the
administration? I remember a long time ago. Think about this. I'm going back 15, 20 years, folks, when I was a heathen. I remember Ozzy Osbourne said, there's never been a bomb created by man that he has not used in anger yet.
Yeah. Why else would he create the bomb?
Why else would he create the bill?
Exactly. If he's not going
to
use it?
So that's all that needs to happen now, folks, is another convenient supposed terror attack has to happen to America. Mm-hmm. Now he's got the authority to arrest anybody that he wants to.
Mm-hmm.
This sounds exactly, oh, don't want to be weird, don't want to be some conspiracy theorist. You know what, by the way, conspiracy theorist, who added theorist to that?
Mm-hmm.
Conspiracies are very real.
Yep.
And conspiracies always happen within, not without for the most part.
And they always happen too, by the way. Whenever there's a righteous power, somebody's conspiring against it.
I mean, if I go back to the 30s, I'll tell you what, this is like a blueprint of a guy named Hitler. It really is, as much as that might freak some of you out,
mm-hmm.
some of you un-American-minded individuals.
Yep.
See, the problem is we don't learn from history. That's why history repeats itself. And if you were to do the layout from September 11th to right now, what hasn't happened and what hasn't occurred that has been very similar to what Hitler did?
That's right. Two administrations pushing the same exact agenda.
Same thing.
Both of them hate on each other in the public.
Oh, no, that's WWF. Yeah. That's professional wrestling. Yeah. I mean, they're best of buds behind the closed doors. And you know it, because if that wasn't the fact, then why was Mr. George Walker, the daddy, evil poppy, why was he at the White House visiting Mr. Obama Nation several times when he first got into office?
Oh, because he can't stand him.
Right? I know. Wait a second.
I hate this guy.
Wait a second. He wasn't the president. His kid was. Why was old Georgie Porgy there?
What's he up to?
Oh, he's probably giving him orders.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Must be another theory. Maybe he really wasn't there.
That
it was just our imagination.
Another theory. I mean, what does a guy say? I mean, there's so many theories out there, folks. Mm-hmm. Just like I like to tell the older generations today, I mean, all of these conspiracy theorists, you know, they're turning out to be not so much theorists anymore, are they, folks? They've been warning you since the 60s these things are going to come to pass. And guess what? They've come to pass because the American people over the last four and five generations have let it come to this. That's why.
Yep. They're able to say, oh, it's
and
a theory. We don't have to
and
ask.
By the way, I still have hope that God is still faithful unto 1,000 generations. I'm not worried about what's going on. I'm worried about a bunch of people just acting like someone else is going to fix the problems.
Yep.
That's what bothers me. And by the way, it's un-American when they sit there and on their morals and do nothing with them.
That's right.
That's what jacks me up about it.
This particular time in this bill, too, by the way, just going back to the president's statement, his administration has already been carrying out these type of measures that are listed in this bill, and then some, targeting American citizens worldwide for state-sponsored assassinations.
Yes.
It's already something they're doing. They're saying, oh, quick, can we get permission to do what we've actually already done, but don't let anybody know we've already done it? You put these dots together pretty quick, the puzzle becomes pretty plain. Thirdly, Obama has reversed almost every single promise he's made to get elected.
Yeah.
You can list off a whole handful of them. It's pretty easy, and most of you probably are in your mind.
If you haven't figured this out yet, folks.
If you look at the Constitution, because you said before, we have to be educated. An educated citizenry is important. Most people don't realize what habeas corpus even is. The right to a trial by jury in our own country. We can't be apprehended by a man. We can't be apprehended by a legislature. We can't be apprehended by a president.
Jake. But a mainstream news anchor asked the question the other day during an interview, and the anchor asked the individual, do you really, listen to what she said. She said, do you really think that Obama is trying to destroy the country, or do you think he's just doing this without intention of doing so?
This is an accident? Maybe it's an accident. Is that what she's saying?
No, just come on, guys. This is
what a brilliant accidentalist.
This one's thick. Just hang on a second.
Okay.
I got to ponder that. We got to think that one through.
Is he really trying?
So if I have an apple seed and I plant it into the soil of the ground, is it going to bring forth an orange tree?
What are
or
you
an
expecting?
Apple
what would
tree?
You expect?
I don't know. You know. I think maybe perhaps there's some confusion in the seed.
That's right. It's the seed's fault.
Yes.
Because I
it wouldn't
that
be
seed.
Obama's fault. It's got to be the seed's fault. No. Let me say it this way. This conservative doesn't want to open up her eyes to realize that what he is doing is intentional, because you got to be a straight-up fool to believe he doesn't know what he does.
Mm-hmm.
He's hoping you play the fool, and I'll tell you what, there's plenty of them out there, isn't there?
Yeah, and he goes...
Oh, he's not really destroying the country.
It goes back to what we said earlier.
He ain't gonna...
He'll tell you.
Jake, he ain't gonna arrest us.
No, never. I mean, look, he told us he wouldn't. Why in the world would he then?
Yeah. Especially when he does the opposite of what he says he's going to do. So, folks, you have much to worry about.
Mm-hmm.
You have much to worry about.
Unless you have the wisdom and knowledge that protects you from tyranny.
Absolutely. By the way, gun sales just skyrocketed again over the New Year's season.
Yeah, a lot of Christmas gifts going out there.
A lot of terrorists.
Uh-huh. Oh, that...
Terrorists.
Wait a minute.
They're terrorists.
Here.
The white American terrorists, they'll tell you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And now that this bill's in place...
That's right, they're terrorists.
So there's a white American terrorist group.
That believe in the Second Amendment.
The Second Amendment?
And the First, and the Fourth.
I mean, we still have lists.
If you don't believe in abortion, then you're a terrorist.
Oh.
Said that hermaphroditical individual that oversees the Homeland Security.
Oh, Napitalamano?
I think so.
Janelle?
She's
Jellet?
Hermaphroditical.
Jalen? Jella. Jello?
You get the point.
Hermaphroditical?
Yes.
So with what we have right now, we have an administration that orchestrates a bill. Then as he's signing it says, my administration won't ever do anything that's in this bill. Has anybody seen Star Wars? I mean...
Has anybody seen Eric Holder in Fast and Furious?
Oh, he's definitely an upright guy.
I mean, the thing to do is get guns and give them to your enemies. And then when they get busted for killing your people, then what we'll do is we'll say, we need to get rid of them bad guns.
You know, that was misguided policy.
Totally.
That's all that was.
Accidental.
That was misled.
Wasn't purposed at all.
You know, I didn't have much time to read it through.
Yeah.
Because he was fighting crime around the country.
Sure.
You know,
Vigilante of the year.
That's right. Putting people that protest abortion in jail.
He used to be a part of Clinton's administration, yeah.
Well, and that was an upright guy,
sure.
too, right? He
just
never
needed
lied,
a little
right?
practice before he actually
That's
got into office.
That's his personal life, yeah. No.
Oh, it's about the American people, though,
That's right.
Folks.
It is. It always is.
It's always their patriotism. Thank you. Always. And forget it not. The marvel of history is the patience with which men submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their governments. Don't complain about what you tolerate, folks. Seems like it might have been a little bit of harshness today. Oh, well, we're talking about our liberty and we're talking about our country. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll talk to you tomorrow. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to Bradley Dean on my Facebook. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time Zone.